This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Many gathered in Lafayette today to remember Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley, one of 10 people killed in last week's mass shooting. Family, friends, colleagues, and public officials, including Governor Polis, attended the memorial service. Outside the church, members of the public paid their respects. The University of Colorado Boulder plans to return to a more traditional semester in the fall. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
Citing faculty experts and COVID-19 data, CU officials say they expect campus to look pretty normal next semester. A majority of courses offered will be taught in person, and residence halls will be largely full, with some rooms reserved for isolation. CU doesn't plan to require students return to campus to get vaccinated, but projects 75% of the school's population will be immune to the virus. CU also says decisions about large gatherings and athletic events will be made in accordance with public health guidelines. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Three whistleblowers are claiming Colorado regulators ignored pollution violations in order to speed along industry permits. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
The whistleblowers all work for the State Department of Public Health and Environment and say the department approved permits to build mines, plants, and other facilities that violated emission models. They say the Air Pollution Division ordered them to stop modeling for certain emissions entirely. Their attorney, Kevin Bell, summarized the department's order as,
"If they could please just sit down, shut up, and stop issuing these reports so that we can get back to issuing permits, that would be great for everybody."
A federal complaint was filed with the EPA. CDPHE says it is reviewing the claims and that their modeling policies follow state and federal law. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Coming up, some got threats, some left the field altogether. The pandemic put intense pressure on the people directing Colorado's public health response. But others are now jumping in.
I just felt that I had something to offer and I couldn't sit on the sidelines anymore.
CPR's health reporter John Daly brings us the story of one health professional taking on a new leadership role. We'll have John's report in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Partly cloudy for Denver tonight, chance of snow showers in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, chance of snow showers. Mostly clear in Grand Junction and isolated snow showers for Vail overnight. You're listening to CPR News.